channel. And until that time, stay blessed.
You're listening to KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293 CF Moreno Valley.
NBC News Radio. I'm Chris Caraggio.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is deploying an additional 1,000 members of the State National Guard to Los Angeles. He made the announcement today, with the total number of Cal Guard service members in the region now at about 2,500. They'll support wildlife suppression, assist at traffic control points, and give protection in some burn zones. Newsom is also issuing an executive order that aims to remove some of the obstacles faced by residents hoping to quickly rebuild their homes. This will reportedly involve suspending some laws aimed at protecting the local environment. Additionally, Newsom has renewed his invitation to President-elect Trump to visit California and observe the disaster response. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance is pushing back against claims that the Trump administration will withhold disaster relief from California. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, he said poor governance is one of the big reasons these fires were so destructive.
Some of these reservoirs have been dry for 15, 20 years. The fire hydrants are being reported as going dry while the firefighters are trying to put out these fires.
He went on to say that President-elect Trump's administration will help FEMA do a better job providing disaster relief to affected areas. He added that Trump would like to visit the area to survey the devastation. In the meantime, fire officials are reporting some progress being made against the two biggest fires, which have already blackened more than 40,000 acres, but Santa Ana winds are expected to intensify early in the week. Red flag warnings are in effect, with wind gusts of 30 to 50 miles an hour expected in coastal areas and stronger winds predicted in the mountains of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. Ukrainian President Zelensky is offering Ukrainian aid to combat the wildfires. In a transcript posted to Zelensky's website, he tells his team to prepare for the possible participation of our rescuers in combating the wildfires in California. The Ukrainian president went on to say that we have offered our assistance to the American side and that 150 firefighters are at the ready.
I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
Located in the heart of San Bernardino, California, the Teamsters Local 1932 Training Center is designed to train workers for high-demand, good-paying jobs in various industries throughout the Inland Empire. If you want a pathway to a high-paying job and the respect that comes with a union contract, visit 1932trainingcenter.org to enroll today. That's 1932trainingcenter.org.
Open for takeout and delivery, El Tapioc Mexican Food Restaurant in the Tri-City Center of Redlands is back. Their entire family is on hand to serve up their delicious burritos, machaca, chorizo, huevos rancheros, steak and eggs, just part of their mouth-watering great food. Since 1531, people have marveled at the miracle of El Tapioc, and now you can marvel at the great food the Lugo family has been serving up for over two decades. Nestled quietly in the corner of the Tri-City Center Shopping Mall next to Burlington Coat Factory. Support them. They can't wait to serve you some of their delectable, authentic, south of the border Mexican fare at great prices, served up with love. Support the area's best-loved Mexican food restaurant in these tough times. Order up a tasty meal on the phone for delivery or takeout for breakfast, lunch, or dinner from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call 909-307-0017. That's 909-307-0017. Or Google El Tapioc Redlands and treat yourself.
What does it take on Alzheimer's? Awareness that nearly two-thirds of those diagnosed are women, including Black women. Dedication to lowering your risk by eating healthy and monitoring blood pressure. And confidence to talk to your healthcare provider about screening and early detection. You have what it takes to take on Alzheimer's. Learn about signs and screening at TakeOnALZ.com. Brought to you by the California Department of Public Health.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures. Can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both. Has no income or contribution limit. Has no five-year rule like Roth IRAs. Has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5 to 7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
We supply the words, you paint the picture. KCAA.
So are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now.
Where's your compliment? Hello, welcome everyone this Sunday evening to Inner Peace. We're here to accompany you for a little while again for all our listeners to continue learning about inner peace. I'm going to begin, as I always start, with our holy instant to bring us into that presence, into that peacefulness. So take a deep breath wherever you are, and if you can close your eyes, please do so. Take a deep breath and just recognize your presence, the essence of the Father, the essence of God in you as a spirit, as your soul. And we're going to begin to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to become present in this segment of the radio. And for all the listeners, you can also begin to learn this prayer, which comes in handy. And this is how it reads. It says, "This holy instant I give to you, Holy Spirit. You be in charge, for I will follow you, certain that your direction will give me peace. And if I need a word to help me, that is what you will give to me. If what I need is a thought, that will you also give me. And if what I need is stillness and a quiet, tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts I will receive on your behalf. For you are in charge by my request. And you will hear us and answer us because you speak to God, my Father, and His Holy Son." And the reason I always begin with the holy instant is to recognize that the one who knows all and sees all is the Holy Spirit. He is the inner voice, our inner master, and the goal of A Course of Miracles is to bring His voice in recognition and be able to recognize the two differences between our ego and the Holy Spirit. What do you think, Brenda, about the Holy Spirit? How has it enhanced your life?
Okay, it's the Holy Spirit. Yes, it's at the beginning when I start like being ready for think in another way. I didn't know about the voice of the Holy Spirit, and I didn't recognize the Holy Spirit message. But now, what I do is when I feel peace with the thought that's come to my mind, it's the Holy Spirit. Or the question that I ask to the Holy Spirit most of the time is, please give me another way to interpret this situation. Because the situation is right there, any situation. But the interpretation is always is going to be an interpretation that is going to give you peace, or you are not going to be the judge. And when I was driving right here, right now, oh my God, the mind is very fast.
Very fast.
Very fast.
Welcome, everyone.
Because I was thinking something. I hear something from TikTok. You know, TikTok is very fast. And I hear my voice, the message in my head, and I was judging very fast. And then I said, oh my gosh, I already did this. So I asked the Holy Spirit, please, Holy Spirit, remove this judge that I did. I don't want to be the judge in this situation. I don't know. I said, I don't really know.
I actually had a few circumstances that as well. And I think that the beauty of
bringing our conscience to contemplation and to recognizing when we come into judgment is already a huge blessing, and being able to, in our mind, know that there is this idea that does not come from God, that is not the Holy Spirit's. Go ahead, Brenda. I cut you off there. Go ahead. Continue.
Yes. And then when I tell this to myself, in my body, I feel different. When I was judging, I was feeling like, you know, the anxiety or tense, like your body tight.
Your body gets tight.
Yeah. And then I said, okay, I need to release this. And I asked to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, please, I'm not doing well right now.
As you can tell. I need help. It's a practice. It's a something practice. That we continue to do daily. It's continual. But even if we do these lessons every year, it's an implementation. It's, I want to be in peace no matter what. It is a choice, and it's a really strict decision. I've already decided that I am not going to continue living the way I was living, where I was not happy, where I was not in peace, where I was not showing love, the true way to show love, the love of God, the extension of love. And I, too, every once in a while, I'll fall into judgment or criticism, or condemnation. Why didn't you put the dishes away? I told you to put the dishes away. And you're already condemning the other person for not doing or putting guilt on them or condemning. And in the practice, the Holy Spirit makes you feel uncomfortable. I'm not going to say the Holy Spirit, your spirit no longer is in accordance, is no longer in accordance with God. Mm-hmm, so you feel it. Not only in your body, but in your mind. And that's when we run, like Brenda just mentioned, where she runs and claims, Holy Spirit, show me.
Yes.
Where did I go wrong? What was I thinking?
And you know what? I hear a lot of people talking. Yes, please. A lot of people talking about the anxiety and depression, right? Uh-huh. And I understand when you are deep in this anxiety on the depression, it's like your mind is like blocked, you cannot like think well, like
it's blocking. You enter into confusion.
Yeah. And it's difficult to see like the light when you are in this situation. But in my experience, when I'm feeling like this, what I do is like, please, I need to see what happened. I need to somebody show me. Please, I ask to the Holy Spirit, please bring me something to show me what is the idea that I don't want to let it go.
Correct.
And you know what happened to me? I had a new little microphone. And I always ask, can you please help me? Can you please do this? Mm-hmm. Can you please, please? And everybody say, yes. But now I asked my husband, can you please do this to me? And he said, be creative, Brenda.
Be creative.
Figure it out.
On your own. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then I was like, okay, figure it out. And then when I started like pairing the mic
and the phone.
And the phone, mm-hmm. I started to feel the anxiety.
Yeah.
I started like
something was not
working. Oh my gosh. And I don't know what happened, but then I was like, please quiet. Please, you go away. Please.
You were feeling it.
Yeah, I was feeling like, okay, I don't want anybody. I don't want anybody next to me. I was feeling frustrated. I was feeling, I can't with this technology. Mm-hmm.
But what does the course tell us? That a child of God can do all things.
Yes, but at this moment, right. I said, okay, I think I know I can do this, but this time I need to relax and be patient.
Take a deep breath.
Nothing is happening to me. I'm gonna do it. Oh, and you know what was the thought that was in my mind? You don't have time to follow the directions.
You don't have time to follow the directions.
Yes, because I was watching the video, and My daughter, my husband, always say telling me, Brenda, you never follow the direction. Brenda,
yeah, let's get rid of these ideas. We have a few ideas because every time we purchase a furniture piece at the house or anytime I'm going to say our culture, the Mexicans, I'm going to say that. This is going to sound like comedy, but we never read directions. Nobody reads the directions in my house. Like the husband always knows how to put everything together, and they always assume. But we have changed that. We actually now read the directions because we realize that it's not true. We don't know how to do things. Mm-hmm. And the directions are always sometimes different. But we tend to be a little stubborn. We want to we think we know how to do it, mm-hmm. and we want to do it without having to read. Because it's like an extra step. Like, why do it? Right?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that was what I'm saying. But when I recognized the thoughts, I started to let it go, the thoughts, the beliefs that are coming. Like, you cannot follow direction, Brenda. You're wasting your time. Mm-hmm. This is taking too much time. You can do a lot of things in this time. Or look at your kids needs you. Oh, my gosh. My mind was like...
And what I'm going to ask you a question, Brenda. What do you ask the Holy Spirit when you're feeling this way?
I just ask to the Holy Spirit, I want to see the truth in this situation. And when I ask to see the truth in this situation, all the things start coming, all the storm. This, no, Brenda, you cannot, the technology is not for you, you're... Oh, my gosh. All those stuff.
So, in a course...
But when I ask to the Holy Spirit, okay? Because before to the Curse of Miracle or have this relationship with the Holy Spirit, I thought the bad, entre comillas, thoughts come from the bad things. And no, it come from the Spirit like telling you, look, Brenda, this is what you're thinking. This is what you think about yourself.
So
because you need to see it and let it go.
So the Holy Spirit was inviting us to use the atonement prayer. The atonement prayer in A Course of Miracles is to release those ideas that Brenda received that were not from heaven, but the Holy Spirit wants us to see them. So then we can in turn do the atonement prayer and release them in his hands. Because only the Holy Spirit can release them. We cannot do this on our own. The only one who can do it is the Holy Spirit. So that is something that we need to come into account. Is that having peace or inner peace, the only way we're going to acquire real peace, real inner peace, is going to be through the Holy Spirit. We as children of God all have an inner master. We have this Holy Spirit that's by our side waiting for us to release all these ideas that we believe sometimes that they're our ideas, that they come from me or that they're mine. And in truth, they are not ours. They are from the ego. And also, the ego is just there trying to get us frustrated, get us mad, and cause us to go into conflict with our family members because everybody in some way or form is there as an angel to show us what we need to release.
Yeah,
that's true. Or forgive.
Yeah, that's true. And like when I've been in this situation when a lot of thinking, like storm thinking, how do you say, thoughts?
Yeah, a lot of thoughts.
A lot of thoughts coming. Now I don't get frustrated and I know like I don't want to think this. I tell to myself, okay, Holy Spirit, bring me everything. Bring me everything. And I just led my mind to look at Brenda, this and this and this and this. And I said, okay, what else?
Yeah. And what do we do? What do we do when those thoughts arrive?
I just let it go. I said, okay, I recognize that I have all those thoughts in my mind, but I don't need to think this of me. Now it doesn't work for me anymore, all those thinkings.
Right. And we take each idea and each choice that the Holy Spirit brings us, and we ask him, I put these ideas in your hands, and I ask that you take them with you and remove them from my mind and bring me God's thoughts. Give me the thoughts from heaven, the thoughts that are mine, the thoughts that are real. Because I don't want to keep thinking things about my family members, about my children, things that are not true.
That's
or about myself, that Brenda does not is impatient, mm-hmm. or that Brenda cannot follow instructions, or Brenda, you know, all those ideas that the ego was presenting to your mind, we give them over to the Holy Spirit so that He take these and bring us new ones.
But you know what? And now that really, it's very release when you are talking about what are you are going through in your day, because when we came here to the radio, I was still anxious. Like I was still was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to let it go. This, but now when I start talking, it's like, okay, we need to talk about this to release together.
And once you release, you enter into the states of peace.
Yes, and look at this. It's a little bit deep because now that we're talking, the Holy Spirit is like
feeding you.
And bring mm-hmm. me the ideas, for example, because I have a very, very hard time with my daughters fighting for the technology. I don't know if people...
If it happens in other homes, I'm sure it happens there.
I don't know. But, oh my gosh, a very bad, like, no, don't use the technology. It's like taking too much time. And all the things that I was telling to my daughter, it was happening to me, like, when I was trying
you
to...
You were experiencing it.
I was experiencing it. Uh-huh.
And what is the law from... Like, is the law? What you give is what you receive.
Yes, that's true. And I was experimenting what my daughter experimented when I was like. And now I was thinking why I was too afraid of the technology. And because a lot of belief that I hear.
That you're too old.
You will separate. You will separate from family. Do you know the pictures that... posting Facebook on everything everybody is in the table eating.
Oh, that you're going to be separated.
You will be separating.
That if you use too much...
This is the anxiety.
Okay, I see what you're saying. That if the family is all focused on their cell phones, on their laptops, in TV, or doing their own social media or gaming, that there's going to be a family separation. Mm-hmm. That there's not going to be any communion. That there's not going to be... conversation, uh-huh. that there's not going to be any unity. And is that true? Is that your experience? Or that was
that was what was experimenting today.
That those were the ideas,
the ideas
you were, and are they real?
No, not really. Not really.
Not
there's
all,
no, there's
and
no
it
separation.
It doesn't mean
at
that
all.
Other families receive, and it doesn't mean that this is true. This was Brenda's experience, and mm-hmm. that's why we like
to share.
Sharing these anecdotes because. It helps us understand how do we put this course into practice to really live inner peace. To this radio segment is called Inner Peace Radio. And why is it called Inner Peace Radio? Because we are practicing going to our Father and becoming and being in states of peace. But this real state of peace, the peace that comes from heaven, that's everlasting and that's real. And all these ideas that Brenda was experiencing and shared with us, it doesn't mean that all families have to encounter the same circumstances. It just means that everybody has their own perception and in their mind, their own world. And that is the world that we need to deliver over to the hands of the Holy Spirit so that He can give us the real world, mm-hmm. the one of heaven, the thoughts of God.
And you know what? And with all these pictures and everything that we're talking about technology, the only things that I can do at this time is ask to the Holy Spirit, show me please, or show me this in a way that I can be in peace, or my daughter can be in peace. And the miracles happen immediately. Because, okay, when I did this, my daughter come to her room and she tell me, Mom, I'm doing something to do not be that much in the technology.
Beautiful.
I'm
going to
go out, run.
See,
running.
Those are the miracles. Those are the miracles. And they come immediately. As soon as you ask for help from heaven, you ask your inner master, you ask the Holy Spirit, He turns the entire, and you start seeing miracles left and right. What are miracles? It's a correction. It's a mental correction. But what you see on the outside is you will see peace in your family realm, in the other person that you're that you're communion with, that you live with.
Yeah.
You will see changes without telling them to change.
Yes, but I would like to explain this about miracles because when I hear, because we are very, very, like, ¿cómo se dice? Como, con el curso muy connected. But at the first, at the beginning, when I hear the miracles, I connected the miracles like Jesus do the miracles and the word. But what I learned from the Course of Miracles is, it's the miracle is the feeling that you have in any situation. It does not matter the situation, but the feeling that you have in any situation, it needs to be peace and happiness in any. It does not matter.
The miracle is the correction mm-hmm. of our mental mind system. And what do I mean by that? Okay, when the Holy Spirit brings you understanding and you get to see that what you were thinking was wrong, that is the miracle. It's the correction of your mind system, the correction of your ideas, the correction of your thoughts. That is the miracle, where you get understanding from heaven that it was a mistake, that it was something simple that you made, you think you did, but that did not produce anything real. Because you only produce real things when you're moving with the hand of the Holy Spirit. You only create when you're with the Holy Spirit. If you're not with the Holy Spirit, you're doing nothing.
That's true. That's true. Okay. And let me tell you something. It's not easy coming to the radio and talk about peace and listen to Brenda Lupe. We are like, no, it's not easy, because when I was driving here, I was thinking, what am I going to say if you have me? My mind is like crazy.
And I was asking the Holy Spirit. In chapter 2 of the Course of Miracles, once you've gone through the entire lessons, which is lesson 1 to 365 days, which is an entire year of training, and Brenda and I both have had this training for over 4 years now, I'm going to let you know that there's something here, that we are the messengers, but we do not write the script. And the Holy Spirit says this to me over and over throughout the course. And that's why I find it so comforting. And the certainty that comes to me no matter where I'm at, because I know that I don't need to prepare anything, that I don't need to worry about what I'm going to be sharing, because mm-hmm. it's going to be always the same message. Always the same message. Go to your inner master. Go to the Holy Spirit. Have him guide you. I was focusing so much on lesson 132, mm-hmm. and I believe that's the one that's the one lesson that I was meditating on yesterday. And it says something very, very important. If you are real, then the world is not. And that might come a little surprising to a lot of us, or a lot of those that are out there listening. But if we are true, if we are true spirits and real to the Father, then our experience that we're living is not real. Why? Because it's made up of our ideas and our thoughts and our perception. And the Holy Spirit wants to show us the real world and how to live in one by holding his hand. And he wants us fully dependent. He says, become little children. But becoming little children is not asking and asking and asking and asking. We could ask and we could question, because the Holy Spirit will always answer. But the true becoming children of God is being dependent, saying, Father, I don't know mm-hmm. what I'm going to say on the radio, mm-hmm. but I'm going and I trust in you, that you're going to speak through me, that you're going to share, that you're going to show me what I need to be saying and how I need to say it, correct?
Yes, correct.
And that certainty, and that is the practice of the lessons, because your confidence starts to develop and you begin to trust in your inner master, in the Holy Spirit.
That's true. That's true. And you know what? This is an example that is very... for the wrong idea that said, when you are good, you need to be good to help others, or you need to be great or feeling amazing to give others happiness
or to serve.
And now I'm feeling that this is not true. Because we as a mother, we're feeling very bad, and we still hug our kids. we still said, okay, baby, okay, I'm here for you. I'm here. Or I said to my husband, we are like broke sometimes inside, and we're like changing diapers, giving their food, like our moms.
It's what Jesus said in scripture is you are children of God, but you are not of this world. But yet we live in this world, and everybody has their own experience. And we have the script of the mom, we have the script of the wife, mm-hmm. we have the daughter script. We have all these scripts, but we have to remove ourselves and say, I'm the child of God in all of these scripts. Yes. So that it always stays the same, no matter what role you're playing. Mm-hmm. The one of the mom, the one of the wife, the one of the daughter, but you're still staying connected and aligned with the Holy Spirit, saying, yes, but before any of these scripts, that the world where I move in, I am a daughter of God, and this is the behavior that needs to be attached to all those scripts. Mm-hmm. Being very responsible and being very not only connected to your inner master, which is the Holy Spirit, but very, it's that decision is going very certain that this is what you want. And when you choose and you decide this for your life, then that is when your life starts to pivot, starts to change, and it starts to become more joyous, more in peace. And you get to experience true love and true freedom. I'm going to say I've been living true liberation and true freedom. Mm-hmm. And it's a sensation that the world cannot give you. It's a state that this world cannot give us. And I'm going to say that inner peace is the peace of God. Jesus always mentioned, peace be with you. And he carried peace wherever he went. And it's not the miracles of walking on water to show off mm-hmm. or to have everybody see, but it's the miracle of correcting your mind system to be able to live in states of peace, love, and joy.
Yeah, and it is possible. It's possible, but the decision, it needs to be personal.
Correct.
It's very personal. Another learning that I receive from this situation is that I don't feel, or I don't guilt myself, because I was like getting anxiety because all the things that was coming to my mind when I asked the Holy Spirit, bring me everything, please. And then I was feeling like I don't want anybody next to me, my little son, my daughter. I was like, no, please, 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 not right now, not right now, not right now. And they were like, Mommy, you're okay? Yes, I'm okay, but please give me just this space. And then when I breathe and all the thoughts come, I didn't kill myself. I said, okay. I was in a wrong way. I asked to the Holy Spirit, I want to be in peace again, please, please, please. And okay, and my son and my daughter say, okay, Mommy, you're going to the radio. Okay, bye, we love you. This feeling is like beautiful, because if I kill myself, it's like, oh no, my son, they hate me.
That is,
or something like that, you know.
In that lesson that I shared earlier, it says our security is the atonement prayer. When we accept expiation for ourselves. Mm-hmm. In English, it's called atonement prayer. When we accept the atonement for our mistakes without putting any guilt, because the only one that wants us to be putting guilt on ourselves so that we condemn ourselves, so what we suffer, is the ego. Mm-hmm. When we do not allow that, and we understand and recognize that we are walking this world, walking towards perfection, holding on to the Holy Spirit, but knowing that we're not perfect yet, but that we're moving towards perfection with his mm-hmm. help, mm-hmm. recognizing that we are perfection when we're with the Holy Spirit, and doing this practice in our daily life as moms and as wives. And that's the beauty of accepting the atonement for ourselves, because that is our security blanket. Mm-hmm. Because then the ego cannot hold on to us or have a guilt trip for us that's going to hang over our heads for a little while. You know what I mean? Because he's always hoping he can get a foothold of you so you can suffer and so you can be in pain in some way or form.
I want to tell you something that happened with my 15-year-old daughter today. Okay. I was starting a fight for something. I don't remember what. But always when we are arguing in any situation, oh, my God, I receive learning from her a lot.
Right.
And I was like talking, and she was like watching me like this, like she was watching me, and I was talking, observing. And then she tell me, what you think? And I say, what are you thinking? And she told me, you say this, and this. And this is grown.
And that was the correction of the Holy
Spirit.
This
was the correction, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit.
Because the Holy Spirit speaks through us, through that inner voice. You hear a little whisper in your mind, and it's an idea that you didn't create, but it was brought forth. And he also speaks through our brothers and sisters, through our children, through our husband, through the lady at the grocery store, through, you know, wherever you're at the bus stop. The Holy Spirit will be speaking to you all the time, constantly, and through different situations too. And that is where the awareness has to be. And that's why these lessons help, because it awakens your mind to be aware of the voice of the truth that's going to guide you to do the right thing and stay away from the voice that wants to condemn us, that wants to nag us, that wants to tell us that we can't read directions, mm-hmm. that we don't know what to do, and that we're not doing right things, yes. right, so that we feel bad and so that we enter into conflict.
Yeah.
So when your daughter mm-hmm. said this, what did you do?
I learned something very powerful. I learned our kids, our teenagers, our little ones are so powerful. They have a fast mind, very fast mind, and the Holy Spirit is with them. So I don't need to worry. I don't need to worry yeah. about her I need to teach her. Yeah. I need to this and this and now, the certainty was, they don't need me.
No.
This is hard for my ego. It's like,
I need
to teach something, but don't need us.
They
are very fast.
And because why? Wow. Okay, let's look at this. Why would our children not need us? Mm-hmm. Because they too carry the Holy Spirit inside
yes.
of them. Because the Holy Spirit is with them. And that is our trust. That the Holy Spirit's always guiding them and teaching them as well. And for some reason, the ego makes us think mm-hmm. that as moms, we have to be nagging them, we have to be mm-hmm. telling them what to do all the time, and that they're always wrong and we're always mm. right. And that is not true. That is not true. The Holy Spirit is with them, and we have done a great job as moms teaching them. And if we believe that, we know that the Holy Spirit is holding them up, protecting them, and that they're going to make the right choices. And we have to hold that up mm-hmm. because the whole Course of Miracles tells us that our mind has so much power that when we hold anybody up in mm-hmm. their truth as children of God, that is where the power lies. That is where it says that mustard seed will move mountains. Well, that's what's going to protect our children and hold them up when we allow and let them grow
mm-hmm.
and make those choices on their own, because the Spirit of God is always with them.
Of course, it's always. Oh, wow. This is a lot of learning. So imagine.
He gives us the certainty, and he gives us the confidence.
Mm-hmm. But you know what belief come to my mind? Now that we were talking about our kids and the generation, mm-hmm. that I hear so many times, so many people everywhere, like, oh, the good generation is going away, and this is a very bad generation.
It's just different.
But it's separation.
Correct.
Being a good generation, bad generation is separation.
And the
Course of Miracles talk that there's no separation at all. There's no good and bad.
No, there's only unity and oneness. So what is the Course of Miracles? I'm going to say we always talk about this book every time we come onto the radio. A Course of Miracles was dictated from Jesus to psychologists. It's called A Course of Miracles. There's a Spanish version and there's an English version. And we encourage you to purchase it. It's a lesson a day for 365 days, but it is for the mind. It is a book dictated to psychologists. And it was written or dictated by Jesus, the same Jesus that's in the Bible. It's not anything different. I'm going to say it's directed to the mind. And why? Because I'm thinking it was he chose to do this because if you look around in these times, there's so much talk about mental health. And this would be a perfect book for the times, for these times. Definitely the best book I could recommend, the one that has transformed Brenda's life and so has mine. I can speak for myself, totally transformed my way of thinking. But the beauty of this is that it takes us out of duality, mm-hmm. takes us out of the good and the bad, like you mentioned earlier. It takes us out of separation. It brings us into unity, into recognizing that we're spirits, that we're one, and that we are children of God. But we have to remove ourselves from duality. Why? Because Jesus wants us to walk the earth as he did, in peace, in love. And in order to do that, you cannot relay yourself or accept duality, the good and the bad, the pretty and the ugly, the hot and the cold. Everything that's opposites is separation. Jesus invites us to go into eternity. Yes. Invites us to be one, invites us to become the Christ, to be the body of Christ, and to walk all of humanity as one child, the child of God.
Yeah. I want to talk about the separation in a very simple way. And I remember my mom always telling me this simple way to see the separation. And the separation is, my mom said, Brenda, you are not up to anybody.
There you go.
And Brenda, you are not down to anybody. It does not matter. It does not matter if they have more money, more education, less education, other language, anything. And this is the separation that the Course of Miracles is like telling us. And this, and I'm explaining in this simple way. So if you're here and watching this live,
or listening,
yes. If you feel like, oh, I can be better in the radio than those two girls, my English is better than this lady. This is separation, and this is
they're the ideas. The ideas.
Culpar, no, juzgar. Judge. Or you say, oh, I can't do this, what they doing. Or I can't talk about like they. This is the same idea.
These are the ideas that we're looking at, though. These are the ideas that the ego is always putting in our mind to judge and to separate and to condemn and to put guilt and to complain. But the Holy Spirit, who's our inner master and who's always guiding us, tells us to stop, mm-hmm. to stay quiet, to hear his inner voice, and to allow yourself to be guided by his voice, because he knows how you should be thinking, what you should be saying, and how to move in this world, because we're not of this world. But again, it's hard for us to really take Jesus. He never called himself a teacher, but everybody called him a master. And he never said he was above anyone. He always walked and talked, and that's all he did. And he spoke truth. And that is the same invitation that the Holy Spirit is guiding each and everyone to do. But how can we listen to that quiet voice if we don't stop and quiet our minds? Meditation seems kind of scary sometimes because you're like, I don't want to spend time with my eyes closed. I don't want to do yoga. I don't have time to be doing the with my legs crisscross. I don't have time for that. I understand that. When I started this path of meditation, which was new to me as well, when you try to quiet your mind, you are bombarded with a lot of thoughts. And you know, you're thinking about tomorrow, you're thinking about work, you're thinking about the kids taking them to school, you're thinking about, do they have a field trip? Do I need to do their clothes? And we have so much activity in our mind that it takes training to settle down, to take a deep breath, and to start listening to our inner voice. And the only way to listen to that voice is to quiet down. You can go into prayer, but even if you go into prayer, you're still speaking. And the invitation is to stay quiet and to listen. And I would invite you to ask a question. I would invite you to ask a question to the Holy Spirit of anything that's moving in your mind, anything that's bothering you, anything that you want an answer for, and ask the Holy Spirit, help me understand this. Help me see this in the way that you will see, that you see it. I want to be in peace. And what helps me is that if I ask these questions before going to bed, usually in my half sleep, when my mind is rested but yet not totally asleep and half awake, is when I get my answers. And I get these little answers of that inner voice and that quietness, and it answers my questions. And I have that certainty that it comes from the Holy Spirit, and then I can act, or I know exactly, because he brings you the understanding and the certainty that that's his answer. And I invite you to try it. And if you can, next Sunday, join us again in the radio and call in at 909-383-1000 and tell us what you experienced. I would love to see and hear how many people tried it. Because there's not one question that heaven will leave unanswered. And that's something that tells us in the Course of Miracles and the Bible as well. The Holy Spirit will never not answer any of our questions. So that's where I would begin. What do you think, Brenda?
Yeah, so beautiful. Yes.
It says here, we trust our ways to him and say amen. In peace we will continue in his way and trust all things to him. In confidence we wait for his answers and we ask his will in everything. There's something really important when you ask something to the Holy Spirit, that there has to be, your will has to be aligned with the will of the Father's. Because when you're asking for things that are not aligned with that of God's, that our wills are the same. And what is the will of the Father? That we walk this world in peace, in love, and in joy. And if you're asking for anything else, he'll answer the question, but above all things, we want to be in state of peace. And that's when we start seeing miracles. It says, ask in everything that you do, because he loves God's Son as we would love him, and he teaches us to behold him through his eyes. The Holy Spirit wants to see through our eyes, and I've said it so many times that our eyes are made out of clay, that we cannot see, that we hear falsehoods, that we cannot hear because we were made out of clay. So let's allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us and have him interpret everything you hear and everything you see, so he gives us the true perception and how he wants us to see and think and move in this world.
Yeah. And what is very, very nice to recognize that we are always in the correct place with the correct person
at the right time.
Yes, I want to tell another anecdote. Yes,
yeah.
From my daughter, okay. And what I learned from this is that's the way why we cannot be the judge in any situation, because we don't understand the big picture. And I always asking the Holy Spirit, let me see the big picture. I want to see, but I do it with this way. I want to see. I want to see the big picture. And one day we went to dinner with my daughter, my two daughters, my son and my husband. And then my daughter get mad, the 14 years old. She get really mad. And I was like fighting with her in the car, and she stayed in the car, and she said, I will stay in the car. And I said, okay, stay in the car. And then I walked with my husband. I said, oh, she doesn't want to come. She wants to stay in the car. And he said, okay, I'm going to go get it. And he went to the car, and he was like, come on, baby, we love you. We want to be together. And then she was walking with him with a very big smile. And I was like, what happened here, Father? Please tell me what happened here. And the big picture, it was in front of me. It was say, if you don't do this, she wanted to her dad go with her because she liked her dad like being like very close to her and treating her like a little girl. Mm-hmm. And she needed this to do this tantrum.
Right. Yeah. In order to get that attention from her dad.
Okay. And I said, oh, okay. So
the Holy Spirit showed you this.
Show me in like this big picture. And I said, okay, that's what I don't feel guilty because I was like doing like.
But she had to throw a tantrum, the script.
Uh-huh.
So she had to throw a tantrum to get attention from her father.
Yes.
So that he can show her affection.
Yes, but we do this.
But when we interrupt it, yes. And we want to do it our way.
We do
and
this.
That's when we mess up.
When we are not brave enough to say, hey, Dad, I want your attention. I want to be with you.
And why aren't we brave enough to speak out when we want attention? Because
we cannot communicate with in a true way. Because we're embarrassed to say, you know what, my friend, I really love to be with you. And I would like to spend time with the cafe. Not like, oh, you never.
I think that the ego plays that double trick.
Yes.
Where he wants us to assume mm-hmm. that you know what I want. And then uh-huh. so we can play the blame game and mm-hmm. say, well, don't you know that you need to open the door for me? Don't you know that you need to tell me that you love mm-hmm. me? Don't you know that? And I think that he wants us to assume so then we can enter into conflict.
Yeah.
And that's what usually happens.
Yes.
But the Holy Spirit shows us how to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
This is totally a path of honesty.
Brave.
Bravery, yes. But more than anything, clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know how to speak to each other because we're always assuming things and we end up getting into so many problems, so many conflicts
mm-hmm.
because we don't know how to really say what we want. It's like when what your husband tells you what's wrong. You're mm-hmm. like, I'm fine. And you know it's not true. You're not fine. But you don't want to sit there and tell him the sob story because you want him to come over and be like,
yes.
What's really wrong with you? And it's like, it's nonsense, but it's our left mind. It's our left mind
yep.
that wants us to stay in a state of suffering and state of confusion. So the other one has to, you know, go into all this different ideas to try to cheer you up, knowing where you can just be honest and say, look, this is what's happening.
Yep.
I don't like it. Or and again, the Holy Spirit shows us the beauty of our husbands and the truth about everybody that surrounds us. And the ego will tell us, no, it's his fault.
Yeah.
It's her fault. She
yes.
was throwing the tantrum and you need to bring her off the car because
mm-hmm.
you're the mom and she doesn't know better and she's just a little brat and she needs to come off the car.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's why you were trying to get her
yes.
down. But when we stop and we let the intervention of the Holy Spirit, he shows us the big picture and he shows us, like, Brenda, leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
She just wants a little attention from her daddy.
Yeah. But you know what? This is not happening when we really do what we have to do as a parent, spend time with our kids.
That's true.
This is another
thing. And why aren't we present? Because we're always mm-hmm. in the future or we're in the
yes.
past.
Yes, oh, preparing things for future.
We're never living their present moment, the here and the now. And that's another invitation that the Holy Spirit will bring you here in the now. Because guess what? If you're in the future, you're not living. And if you're in the past, you're not
mm-hmm.
living.
That was happening to me with the with the microphone.
There you go. You were
I was
in the
future.
And in the now. So our time is getting close to ending. I'm going to pray this very last prayer that's going to just take us to heaven, and then we will sign off. And it goes like this. It says, and he teaches us how to behold him through his eyes and love him as he does. So when you're not liking someone, this is a prayer that my mentor shared with me, and I loved it. It says, if you or not liking someone for some reason, anybody, just bring someone to your mind, and you don't have to go and tell them anything. Again, this is a mental program, so you don't have to go and tell anybody anything, but just bring that person to your mind and tell them, tell the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, show me my brother as you see me. Show me this girl as you see me. Like, have the Holy Spirit show you how he's seeing you in that other person that you're not liking or that you're not getting along with or that is causing you some kind of discomfort. Because he will show you the truth of everybody if you allow him to. And it says, through his eyes and his love, he will show you. You do not walk alone. For God's angels hover near and all about. His love surrounds us. And of this, be sure that you will never be comfortless. You will never be left alone because he's always with us. And that's the end of today.
And everybody say amen.
And we offer our peace to of you. Thank you for joining. You want to say something?
Yes, I want to ask something to Joe.
Or
we have one more minute or it's all done?
I think we're good.
Three more minutes? Okay, I want to say this about I was listening on YouTube about Helen Schutman and Bill Telfer about the writing of...
They are the psychologists who the Course of Miracles was dictated to on behalf of Jesus. Go ahead. Just giving them a little...
Thank you, Lupita.
A narrative.
Yes, thank you. And Helen asked to Jesus, when I will know that the Course of Miracles is the end of writing? And the voice, in the inside voice say, when you hear the word amen, it was beautiful. It was so beautiful.
Now, remember that this course is the beginning, is not the end. In this 2025, we invite you to purchase the book, A Course of Miracles. And I invite you to start reading that. If you do need a teacher, there's many teachers out there. You could start on your own. But it's very recommended that it be guided by someone who's already done the lessons, which is one lesson to 365 days. So it's a lesson a day, and it'll teach you how to meditate, and it starts very small. It gives you, like, meditate for 1 minute in the morning, 1 minute in the evening. It's very, very easy to do. You don't need to spend a lot of time with your eyes closed or in any type of meditation, but it does guide you and show you that it's possible and it's easy to do. So thank you for joining us and for listening, and we sign off today. Love you all and have inner peace the rest of your week. Yes. Bye all.
We wish you inner peace.
Amen.
All the time. Amen.
Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio.
The number of fatalities being investigated as fire-related from the wildfires in the Los Angeles area has now risen to 24. The toll is including 16 from the Eaton Fire and 8 connected to the Palisades Fire in Los Angeles. The numbers come from the LA Department of Medical Examiner. A curfew for areas affected by the Palisades fire is in effect from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. The announcement was made by L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna today at a news conference in what he called a means to stay out of areas if you're not a first responder or have emergency business. Most schools in the Los Angeles Unified School District will reopen tomorrow. ABC News reported that some community members received calls today about schools reopening, but it will ultimately depend on the location and weather conditions. There are around 600 burned structures from the Palisades fire so far. The National Weather Service says a red flag alert will stay in effect through Wednesday.
I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
NBC News on KCAA Loma Linda, sponsored by Teamsters Local 1932, protecting the future of working families, Teamsters1932.org.